Activity 24C. Story time. Listen to the story. Cinderella.
In a town far away lives a girl called Cinderella. She lives with her mean stepsisters and stepmother. While Cinderella has to do all the housework, her stepsisters just try to look pretty. Cinderella has a sweet, kind, and gentle nature, and all the animals are her friends. She puts up with the selfishness of her stepsisters and stepmother day after day. One day, the prince invites all the young girls of the kingdom to attend a ball. He wants to find a nice girl to marry. Cinderella's stepsisters are all excited. They make plans about their dresses, shoes, and hair for the ball. But they say to Cinderella, "You can't go to the ball because you are only a servant dressed in rags." The night of the ball comes. As soon as her stepsisters leave for the ball, a fairy godmother appears in front of Cinderella. "I am your fairy godmother. Don't be sad. I will help you get to the ball." With a wave of her magic wand, the fairy turns Cinderella's rags into a beautiful gown and puts glass shoes on Cinderella's feet. The little animals, Cinderella's friends, bring her a pumpkin. The fairy godmother waves her wand again and turns the pumpkin into a golden carriage. The fairy godmother waves her hand once more, and six little mice become six beautiful horses that pull the carriage. But before Cinderella leaves, the fairy godmother warns her. She must return home by midnight, when the magic ends and her beautiful gown, golden carriage, and big horses turn back into rags, a pumpkin, and mice. At the ball, the prince dances with all the pretty girls from the kingdom. Cinderella's stepsisters can't stop competing with them. They try to catch the prince's eye, but the prince is enchanted by Cinderella and they dance together, making all the other girls jealous. When the clock strikes 12, Cinderella remembers the fairy godmother's warning and runs away. She loses one of her glass shoes on the palace stairs and she comes home just in time. The prince finds her glass shoe and says, "I will ask the girl whose foot fits this shoe to be my wife." The prince searches through the entire kingdom for the girl whose foot would fit the shoe. The stepsisters hide Cinderella, but the prince finally finds her, and when he places the shoe on her foot, it fits perfectly. Even with her ugly, torn rags and soot on her face, the prince knows that she is the beautiful girl from the ball. Cinderella, beautiful and kind as she is, gives her stepsisters a home and helps them to get married to two gentlemen. They get married and live happily ever after.